This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Of course, the election not only has ramifications when it comes to the presidential race, it also has ramifications for agriculture in the House and Senate. Both the House and Senate Ag Committee will now have new leaders in the next Congress after a turbulent and divisive election Tuesday. House Ag Chairman and longtime Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson was unseated by former state lawmaker and Lieutenant Governor Michelle Fischbach. American Farm Bureau Executive Vice President Dale Moore has this on who might take Peterson's helm in a still Democrat-controlled House of Representatives.
David Scott and Jim Costa and Marsha Fudge are the 1-2-3 sitting currently on the Ag Committee, this Congress's Ag Committee behind Mr. Peterson.
And with the retirement of Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts, if the Senate stays in GOP hands.
Senator Bozeman from Arkansas would be the next in line for that consideration because I sincerely doubt that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would give up that role in order to be chairman of the Ag Committee.
Moore says while the economy weighed heavily with voters this year, the pandemic was part of that for producers.
But making my job, my enterprise, my farm and ranching operation that much more difficult if it's location issues, transportation, things that make it difficult for the supply chain going to the farm from the farm, more difficult. All of those are pocketbook issues.
Looking forward, Moore hopes the political strength of rural America and its voice in presidential elections is preserved through the Electoral College.
One of the things our founding fathers, while they put together this Constitution, they also made it rather challenging for you and I to come in and say, you know what, we need to change that.
Doing so requires a two-thirds vote in both the House and Senate and approval by three-quarters of the states, or enough states to equal 270 Electoral College votes, to give those votes to the candidate who wins the national popular vote. And with three of the top four agricultural leadership posts changing in Congress, there are big shoes to fill for farmers and ranchers. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and Minority Leader on the House Ag Committee Mike Conway are both retiring. House Agriculture Chairman Colin Peterson lost his reelection bid on Tuesday. During a Facebook Live event hosted by AgriPulse Wednesday, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the loss of Peterson will be felt in many ways.
But I think also much of the work that he has done to build in not only support from his members down the dais, if you will, making sure that all the members of the Ag Committee are up to speed on the issues at times, whether they want to or not. That education and that kind of method of leadership where you are involving even your junior members is going to serve the committee and I think ultimately agriculture for a long time here.
Randy Russell of the Russell Group says the Senate and House Ag Committees have lost decades of experience.
If you look at Colin Peterson, he has been in Congress for 30 years. And as two-time chairman of the House Ag Committee, Pat Roberts, who is retiring, has been in Congress, either the House or Senate, for 40 years and been chair of both committees. Mike Conaway, retiring, has been in Congress 15 years. If you take those three members, that's 85 years worth of experience, wisdom, knowledge, leadership that is no longer there. Now, obviously, others will step up and I'm sure do a very good job, but it's hard to fill those shoes, that void of three people that have been such strong advocates for production agriculture and the food industry. So I think it's going to be a bit of an adjustment.
Both the House and Senate Ag Committees will have several new members beyond leadership come January. And control of the U.S. Senate may not be known until January, and that could further change the Senate Ag Committee's makeup because of a vote runoff in Georgia. The runoff results from Republican incumbent Kerry Loeffler being appointed earlier this year to take the seat of Republican Johnny Isaacson, who resigned at the end of 2019, citing health reasons. Republicans held a slight lead of 47-45 to control the Senate, but some races were still too close to call by midday yesterday, Wednesday. Loeffler is a member of the Senate Agricultural Committee and is running to serve the remaining 2 years of Isaacson's term. Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock, who received 31% of the special election vote Tuesday, while Loeffler received 26%. To win Tuesday, a candidate must have received 50% of the vote. Returning members for re-election to the Senate Ag Committee include Republican Mitch McConnell, Joni Ernst, and Cindy Hyde-Smith. Returning Democrats include Tina Smith and Illinois' Dick Durbin, assuming they return to the committee next year. And stay tuned, more Ag News is yours coming up next.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed, get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today, with personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
Let's Talk isn't just an invitation. It's how M&M Service Company does business. Their experts believe a meaningful conversation is the best way to help their customers reach their financial goals. M&M will show you how to use FS AgriFinance as a risk management tool to help spread your costs and manage your cash flow. They know agriculture and are focused on what's ahead to make sure you're ready for it. Talk with your FS AgriFinance specialist at M&M Service Company today.
Just because you're working doesn't mean you can't plan a holiday party. Make it easy on yourself by making farmer-owned Prairie Farms the honored guest. Serve Prairie Farms ice cream and North Star novelties in assorted flavors. And to make sure your family enjoys the holidays, keep them healthy with balanced meals that include plenty of Prairie Farms milk and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And another Ag News here on your Thursday. While the election results may not be in yet, farmers have been thinking, or at least hearing, a lot more about next year's planning decisions way earlier than usual. There's a good reason behind the rumble. If the newly updated crop budgets from the University of Illinois are any indication, Gary Schnittke puts together the budgets and has posted an update set to the Farm Doc Daily website. Schnittke is a University of Illinois Extension Ag economist. Of the six possible crop rotation mixes, he says soybeans next year after corn at this point is the most lucrative rotation, and the difference isn't small.
So our projections are for operator and land return, which would be all cost except for cash rent or how the land is controlled. It was $290 for soybeans and $220 for corns. Right now we're projecting soybeans to be $70 more profitable than corn.
Those are both on a simple corn-to-soybean rotation. Actually, the important part of Schnittke's thought may not be that soybeans at the moment are likely to be $70 an acre more profitable than corn, but rather that neither return includes a land cost.
Yeah, that's true. So we don't include a cash rent in there. So in the numbers that I just described, we would be looking at an average cash rent right or at $275 per acre. So if you average a corn and soybean rotation, we're still $20 below on operator and land return, or that's $20 lower than cash rent. However, that's closer than it's been in the last couple years at this point in time.
That's a $20 per acre loss on a highly productive central Illinois farm. Schnittke's crop budgets use trendline yields and do not include any ad hoc government payments. You can find Schnittke's crop budgets online on the Farm Doc Daily website from the University of Illinois Extension. Moving along now into State of Illinois Ag News for your Thursday, with harvest all but wrapped up across the state, that means fall inputs are starting to be put on land for next year's crops. That includes anhydrous ammonia, one of the most dangerous nitrogen fertilizers on the market. Gene Payne with the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association reminds us all to stay safe when handling anhydrous ammonia.
So the number one thing is when you're going down the highway pulling a nurse tank, you should never go more than 25 miles an hour. And I realize that probably it feels like it takes forever to get to the field. But the reason for that is that the stopping distances for these ammonia tanks, are significant. And the faster you go, the harder it is to keep them under control. So 25 mile an hour, just take the extra time. That's the number one thing you can do to be safe on the highway. And then in the field of application, if you're going from field to field, never ever have your valves turned on the nurse tanks. We don't need a charge system going down the road. It's actually a violation of the Fertilizer Act in Illinois to do that. So if you're going from field to field, I realize it takes 5 or 10 minutes to get out of the tractor and shut those valves down, but that was one of the things that happened up at the Beach Park accident a couple years ago when we had 80 people go to the hospital, was that system was charged on a public highway, and that's why we had a release. So those are two key reminders. And then, finally, just make sure those breakaway devices that are part of the system, if a hose gets stretched or pulled, they're meant to snap and shear and shut the system down, but they have to be installed correctly, Jim. They have to be maintained. Sometimes people, we get complacent. We don't check them every day, like checking the tire pressure on your car. When things go bad, they go bad. So those are safety devices meant to keep people safe. So I just encourage people to remember those key reminders. And if you do have a release, call 911. Tell them it's anhydrous ammonia so that when the emergency responders show up, they are fully prepared. That also didn't happen up at Beach Park. They didn't know they were going to an ammonia release. They thought they were going to a car fire. And that's why 5 firefighters ended up in the hospital that day and police officers. So we don't want to ever repeat that again. So I just encourage everybody to just keep those things foremost in their mind, and we can have a very safe and successful fall ammonia season.
And you can find more information online about anhydrous safety along with other fertilizer safety at the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemicals website, ifca.com. And that'll conclude Ag News here on a Thursday afternoon, but remember you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, November 5th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.